walking an imaginary dog. You have to do this where I live. The caravan park does not allow real ones. Every morning, I slip out before too many people are around, dragging the dog at first, finding any spare PowerPoints available to charge him up. Those with caravans already there, he pisses on, discharging an electrolytic urine which strips the paint. Then we look outside the park. The sand flats of the creek, the oyster-bladed rocks, the mangroves, many attempts to strike out again for heaven. He sniffs heaven in onion smells before the steak goes on, and makes no judgment whether breakfast is the right time. I go behind him, holding the leash gently, though not letting him surge too far foraging ahead, not too far down my road. To passers-by, I would appear a blind man, trusting my hand to scan for obstacles or reaching out to touch the small face of a child.